Hi, I'm Dr. Erica Person, and welcome to the fourth episode of The Unbundled Audiologist. Now, this past month, I found myself in the perfect situation. The city I live in, unbeknownst to me, has an amazing hearing aid benefit for their employees. It is a true, honest-to-God unicorn. A no-ceiling monetary rate for hearing aids, and they only cover the hearing aid code, but in a bundled fashion. Now, I haven't seen one of these in years. I can't even remember the last time I came across something like this. And I had no idea it was right in my backyard. I had my front office staff call twice. And then I called a third time. I just could not believe what I was hearing. Now, the funny part is that the employees had all been going to Sam's, and they had been paying out of pocket for their hearing aids and then getting reimbursed by their insurance. Luckily, somewhere along the way, someone in the office asked them why were they all going to Sam's when they could just go to Flex Audiology, a place local. Now, clearly, I need a little help with my brand awareness because I've been here for 3 years. But fortunately, that started a barrage of phone calls. It was the end of November, and ironically, the city was also in the middle of a union negotiation, and the health benefits were being slashed. So, of course, every single employee at the end of the year were scrambling to use any and all benefits that they could before the end of the year. Look, this plan, their deductible is only $100 out of pocket. I mean, did I mention that this was a freaking unicorn? Have you guys seen a plan like this lately? Now, let's not forget that it's also COVID time. My kids had already just been sent home for 2 weeks quarantine due to possible exposure to someone. I mean, I had a gold mine on my hands, and I was afraid that I was going to get stuck at home. Now, needless to say, November and December ended up being very good months for me. I was celebrating. I was so excited about this bundle that I went home. I was writing out my new script. I was practicing. When I was looking at my forecast for 2021, I was all over, I'm going to sell service packages. I was coming home excited every night, and I couldn't wait to tell my husband how the day had gone. Now, during one of these celebratory nights, my spouse, who I love and who's full of infinite wisdom, asked me why this was such a good thing. He looked me straight in the eye and said, "Honey, this doesn't make sense. Isn't this bundling costing you money in the long run?" Wow. Talk about a gut punch. I'm looking at him going, "Well, wait, you just don't understand. Like, this is cash flow. This is crazy. This benefit's insane. Do you know how many other diagnostics and how many other hearing aids I would have to sell to get this type of injection of cash flow?" And he just looked at me and said, "Do you hear what you're saying?" And that's when I realized that I was still addicted to the bundled model. I mean, it's easy. It's quick. It's what I know. I don't even have to prove my worth. I don't have to show my value. But is it possible that I would get lazy and cut a corner? Maybe if I was rushing, I wouldn't run an electroacoustic analysis because I was in a hurry and it takes a little bit longer. Now, I know nobody listening would ever consider cutting a corner, or at least admitting it out loud. But I knew myself well enough that I realized this was a real possibility. And frankly, my husband was right. Oh, my yearly service fee is probably too small. And I actually make a little less money when people take me up on my offer of a yearly service fee. Hear me out. Now, let's say I have my average patient come back every 6 months. At that 6 month mark, I generally would be making somewhere between $100 and $150. At their annual appointment, I'm generally making closer to $200. So if someone only comes to those two appointments and they have a yearly service package, technically I'm ahead. But if they come in just one more time, I'm effectively losing money. I know this. So why was I so ecstatic about my good fortune? After 3 years of being unbundled, I caved so quickly. It was pretty shocking and eye-opening for me at the same time. So how did this happen? Luckily, I discovered I'm not alone. Did you know that the human species is wired to be lazy? I'm not kidding. It's like, seriously, we are intrinsically lazy, or at least we take the path of least resistance. There was a study conducted in 2017 that basically said over time, we would follow the path of least resistance, and we have biases for this. The study had participants look at ambiguous moving dots, and they were asked to say what direction the dots were moving. If the dots were moving to the right, they were to move the right-handed lever, and if the dots were moving left, then they would move the left-handed lever. But what they didn't know is that for some participants, the right-handed lever was slightly harder to move, and for others, the left-handed lever was slightly harder to move. Over time, each participant showed a bias that the dots were moving in the direction of the lever that was easier to move. And they stated that these results indicate that the effort required to act on a decision can influence the decision itself. Now, I've put the link to the study in the description if you want to take a quick read at the abstract. So, okay, great. I knew that what I did was not my fault. So how do I stop it? Is having the knowledge enough to change the results? This particular study suggested that I should make it more difficult to offer the bundled package so that it's easier to offer unbundled. It's the same concept as putting, let's say, a bar of chocolate or those wonderful, delicious Christmas cookies on the top shelf of the pantry. You know, this is the highest shelf that you literally have to pull out a ladder. And the whole concept being is that if the effort to get those cookies is too great, you're not going to go through the effort to eat the cookies. And so therefore, you have less chance of eating them. Maybe you can actually lose some weight if that's what your goal is for 2021. Okay, so let's get back to being lazy. I now had a score of patients who all had a bundled package. And my main question still remained, would I get lazy and start cutting corners with them? So I'm going to take a step back. Have you ever been trying to come up with a practice differentiator? You know, the one that you're supposed to roll off your tongue when someone asks you, why are you different? Why are you better? Why should I come to you? It's that 30-second elevator pitch. You've spent countless hours coming up with it only to stumble when someone actually asks you. I have sat down by myself and also led team discussions. Why are we better? We think we know. And inevitably, either myself or a team member would throw out the word service. We have the best service. Okay. But what does that mean? Well, we're nice. We listen to our patients. We ask better questions to get the patient fitted appropriately faster. We can get them in the office and are on a schedule within maybe a day or even 24 hours. And look, we provide all those cookies. I mean, they smell amazing. And have you seen our waiting room? We've got the most comfy chairs and our decor. Like, who wouldn't want to come in here? Now let's take a look at a typical office. Not your office, but a typical audiology office. We sell a premium set of hearing devices somewhere between $6,000 to $8,000. I used to do this all the time. We justify this cost because of the service component, and rightly so. There is so much maintenance that has to happen to keep these devices working and really to implement a true oral rehab program. But what are offices actually providing? Are they getting a true treatment plan? Is there an oral rehab or an oral training involved? Are pre and post treatment outcomes being measured? Are prescription targets being met? Are we even verifying that the hearing aid is up to manufacturer specs? And are you doing that at annual appointments or just when there's a problem? And here's another one. Do you even have the equipment to do such things? Now, if your office is like most offices, this is the unfortunate truth. Most offices fit hearing aids not using probe mic measures. Most offices do not verify hearing aids are functioning properly. Most offices don't even offer a structured oral rehab program. Most offices don't perform pre and post benefit measurement. I mean, let's be real. Most offices simply fit the hearing aids, adjust them to patient preference, and have them come back for every 4 to 6 months for otoscopy, maybe a clean and check, listen to the hearing aids, maybe tweak the settings. Then we chat with our patients for the next 20 minutes to establish rapport. And that patient leaves happy, and we are happy because we connected with someone and we created massive value for them. But did we really? How do we know? How do we really know? Now, if this is you, don't be alarmed because you're in good company. However, if this is you, I need to be upfront. You will struggle in an unbundled model. In fact, there's a good chance you will not succeed. If you're this office and you're in a bundled scenario, you've probably already lost some patients due to pricing ads. If you've ever received the following note, phone call, or email, it goes something like this. Dr. Person, I wanted to say thank you for the time you spent with me. I have enjoyed working with you over the years. As much as I like working with you, I just can't justify the price of these newest hearing aids. In fact, I hate to say it, but a friend convinced me to check out Costco. I know they're not the exact same hearing aids as what you're offering, but it's significantly less. And hey, if it doesn't work out, I'll be back. Maybe it wasn't Costco. Maybe it was a competitor across town. Look, my friend, if we are going to command a higher price, we have to start doing better. The status quo doesn't cut it anymore. And our winning personalities, they're just not simply enough. It's in these bundled service packages that I realize I cannot afford to be lazy and cut corners. If I don't show how I'm different now, it's much too late to convince them down the road. Why in the world would somebody come back for routine maintenance and pay me when my routine maintenance during the service package didn't amount to much? But this is what I do know. I didn't spend hours meticulously making sure I had all my ducks in a row before I jumped into an unbundled pricing model. I started and I began tweaking my process fairly quickly. Jim Rohn stated, success is a few simple disciplines practiced every day, while failure is simply a few errors in judgment repeated every day. I know myself, and I know that each quarter I will reflect back on my patient flow, my processes, my sales. And I have a good sounding board in my spouse, who luckily was willing to call me out when I went off course. If you don't have that person, I highly recommend that you find that person. They will get you right back on track. And I know that you'll be successful. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.